This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
As seems to always happen, the question of the day, more come in during the break as after we asked about the game winning, game sealing plays that stick with you to this day. Andre Johnson. Catching the back of the end zone. Hail Mary, 2010, Washington, week two.
Yeah.
That's overtime. Huge victory there. Someone else mentioned, I know he is what he is, but Deshaun Watson versus the Bills playoff escape.
No, that's fair, man. That was crazy.
I just appreciate the need for the disclaimer on the front end. Just, hey, I get it. You get it. We get it.
However,
2019 Altuve, ALCS, walk-off.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone mentioned Ralph Sampson last-minute shot against the Lakers in the playoffs. You recall this?
I do recall this. It was Twin Towers at its peak. Of course, Ralph Sampson's career cut short with the injuries. But at that moment, I think there was like less than a second left. There was like 0.9, 0.7, just like a little catch-and-turn midair kind of thing, knocked it down. Yeah, I do remember that.
All right, so shout out to you guys. Get involved on the text line, 713-572-4610, always available for you. Let's go around the NFL now, and we will start here in Houston as a little kind of accounting, but I think it might tell us a little bit of something about what this team is doing. Earlier today, we got a little insight into the idea that Kaimi Fairbairn has a little bit of a reworked deal in order to create almost $3 million in cap savings, for this season, $2.78 million to be exact. Shout out to Texans cap for getting that. But they agreed to that restructured contract. And I don't know about you. Does this at all highlight that Kaimi, there's not as much competition as maybe you once would have considered for him in this season?
Yeah, he's going to be their kicker. Like, we know what happened at late last season, but they love him. He's been damn near. Remember, middle all the way in toward the end of the season, we were extremely confident in Kaimi Fairbairn.
Yeah, I mean, he won AFC special team players of the week.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, because he was just knocking out 50 yarders like it was his job.
Yeah.
Ultimately, he missed 6 field goals over the course of the season, and maybe the part that was more concerning was the couple of extra points.
Yeah.
That he missed, especially with the times that he missed those extra points and the kind of the pressure that they added to the Texans last year. But, I mean, he's still a guy that I think people have a lot of respect for and are capable of depending on.
And they will.
And, yes, they will. So you hope that whatever happened last year was a momentary kind of step back or what have you.
Yeah.
And that you get back to the Kaimi Fairbairn ways of before where he's very trustworthy of a kicker, but obviously being trustworthy as a teammate, giving them just a little bit of cap relief today. Some other things around the NFL. I did want to get my set on this because Bengals first round draft pick, Shamar Stewart. We've been talking about minicamp. He sat out his rookie minicamp.
What did I tell you about this cat?
What you mean, what did you tell us about this camp? Are you immediately, you're throwing your Aggie
under
the bus?
I told you.
Yes.
I told you from the start, it hurts me. But I've never really seen his numbers live up to what his physique shows you, and what his measurables are. And he may well end up being a Pro Bowler, but there's something about this cat that just doesn't sit right.
Yeah, he didn't participate. He has yet to finalize his rookie deal, or he hadn't yet finalized his rookie deal. And so the holdup was apparently that he was talks bogged down regarding percentage of compensation in future years to be paid as a training camp bonus. So, like, he was already in a place. Now, of course, to be fair, it is the Bengals, and I don't give them any level of leeway when it comes to matters of money.
Yeah.
However, the idea he came in, and yes, you did tell us about the ways in which, you know, maybe the production was not there, is even though you looked at kind of the physique and the tape and you go, all right, he's a good player. What's happening?
Yeah.
Or the measurables at the very least. And it seems like he got a little bold with trying to make sure that he got what he wanted out of his rookie contract.
Yeah. And like I said, maybe this is all going to be forgotten. But I wanted to stay away from him from the very start.
Damn, just throwing your Aggie.
Now, was it on the field stuff or just kind of attitude stuff?
Well, see, now I don't know much about the attitude and off-field stuff and all that from anybody that I speak with. But, yeah, I think the on-field stuff can be a reflection of some off-field stuff sometimes, as we all know. So that was what I was wary of.
Yeah. We'll see what he ultimately does. But he missed that first opportunity just because he wanted to make sure that the Bengals weren't doing shenanigans on the contracts. What did you make of this? Obviously, the big football news of the weekend, the Saints quarterback situation, in a way, got some clarity and in some ways got less clarity as Saints quarterback Derek Carr is retiring after 11 seasons. He had the shoulder injury that was kind of threatening his availability. Yeah. This is who I guess is become the NFL insider of In the Loop because he's Figgy's favorite. And some of the other ones be reporting about all sorts of stuff. Here's Ian Rappaport talking about maybe the reasons as to why this retirement happened.
Reasons why. And this is, again, something that we have addressed many times over the course of the last month or so. Carr suffered a shoulder injury late last season. He began his rehab this season, began his work this season, could not get to 100%, tried an injection, tried rehab, tried to make it go, realized at that point it was not going to be 100% without surgery. Surgery was needed. If that was the case, he was not going to play again until 2026. Instead, he retires, and the financials are important. Carr gets the $10 million in a roster bonus that he got earlier this offseason. He gives back $30 million that was otherwise guaranteed to him, gives back $30 million, helps the Saints with their salary cap space, not this year, but next year, and looking like Tyler Shook has a real chance to be their starter.
Boy, there's a lot there. There's a lot there that that you can dig in on with Derek Carr. First of all, the legitimacy of a shoulder, I mean, shoulder injuries like that can and have ended quarterback careers.
Certainly.
Just flat out. Can end your career. So I'm not saying there's nothing there. There's obviously a lot there with the shoulder. But then there's a couple of other things. Who gives up $30 million?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A dude who is a good guy for the most part. That's the fun thing about Derek Carr is that I think as a player, He is so frustrating to me, and not just me. Apparently, Saints fans. Did you see Saints fans rejoicing when they found out?
They was outside barbecuing. Man.
I did not. I was like, "Yo, you would think that it would be a national holiday." They were so excited, like
Derek Carr Day.
I'm like, "Do y'all see who's on the roster?"
Yeah. They said, "Ding dong, Derek is gone." Yeah. I was like, "Hey, yo, that's." Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, by all accounts, like a man of faith, and not to say that that inherently makes you like a good or a good person or a person that. Gets along well with folks, but he seemed to do that, right? Like, and one thing that I've always respected about him is he seemed to have his convictions and stand by them, which you can't always say about people, regardless of what their faith proclaimed is, you know, or not, or what have you. And so that I imagine that that is like the good guy portion of it, him being like, look, I'm not going to take this money that I do not feel like I necessarily am entitled to in that moment.
Maybe I'm just not as good a person, but I've known
That sounds about right.
I've known good people, I've known bad people, and they both want $30 million if they can get it. It's strange. Well, just real quick, Figgy, wouldn't be surprised if this is like he's doing this and then somehow comes out of retirement.
I was just about to ask that. Do you think he's staying retired?
I
feel like he probably gonna get his shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
Rehab and all that stuff, and just be on the lookout for him in 2026.
Yeah, but if he was going to do that, he might as well do that on the paycheck. On the payroll. Like, I saw a video of his wife, who I believe is Hannah, if memory serves. I might be misremembering it, so apologies if that's the case. But the first day of retirement, buddy was out here spending time with the kids, got a little date in with the lady, went to play some golf, play some video game. Like, I was like, nah, he looked like a dude who was entirely ready to get out of the game before the game got him necessarily.
Yeah. And he is 34, but that's not ancient for quarterbacks.
Yeah. I wonder, do you feel like he was pretty happy in New Orleans, though, the way they kind of ran everything?
It seemed like
it's kind of started getting a little messy towards the end.
Well, it got messy because of their salary cap stuff and all that. But
he knew that before he went in.
Yeah, he did. But I think he was pretty happy. So the first thing is shoulders can end a career, so this is very feasible. Second thing is, I don't know anybody, good guy or not, that will just give back $30 million.
Well, you know one now.
I guess
His name is Derek Carr.
Third thing is this. Arch Manning.
Yeah, I've already.
Arch Manning.
I think I was looking at, what was it, Dame Brugler's way too early 2026 mock draft for The Athletic, and he has the number one selection being for the New Orleans Saints and getting the next Arch Manning out of Texas. Of course, there's a lot to be seen before we get to that place. Well, one thing that does indicate to some degree, and I would tend to agree, hey, man, ain't nobody expecting this Saints team to be anything level of good.
You don't have confidence in Tyler Shuck?
Not one bit, actually. I think I've been very clear about I'm not really liking.
Who are their other quarterbacks they got?
So they have three
Spencer
quarterbacks.
Spencer Rattler,
the guy who they drafted out of South Carolina, obviously played a little bit of Oklahoma as well. And then Jake Haener out of Fresno State. Was it Fresno State? I might be misremembering that. I hope I got that right. But Haener is one of those guys that I like, but I don't think that he has the talent for the level. Spencer Rattler is wildly inconsistent, which you saw at Oklahoma, then you saw it at South Carolina. And the inconsistency becomes notable because the good is good.
Yeah.
But
Texans know. Remember, he came in went with Atlanta. Remember that? That was Rattler, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
And so there
when they lost to Atlanta, wasn't it Rattler?
No, he ain't played for Atlanta.
No.
You think about Riddler.
I'm thinking Riddler. Yeah.
The Riddler.
Yeah.
And yes, 832, Carr's boy was Dennis Allen. That was one of the reasons that people were speculating that he was bringing up the injury and utilizing it to try and, you know, leverage because he was not happy about Dennis Allen's firing. He might not be happy about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, you mentioned Figgy on the text, on the group text, the idea of, hey man, Kellen Moore got to be sick right now. But he knew what organization he was going into. Like, even if they had Derek Carr, I don't know that I felt great about the way that thing was situated right now, and I guess some level of condolences to Chris Olave out there running routes for.
I feel like if they knew he was going to retire, they probably would have had a different type of free agency or draft.
That is the question,
or not?
Because they drafted this quarter Tyler Shuck, or you know, kind of thinking he going to sit a little bit, or for my understanding.
But see, I mean, maybe that's how you manipulate it without manipulating.
But see,
it, so
maybe you would have got in a Joe Flacco business or something like that, some type of bridge quarterback or something.
Wait, I don't know that they.
Maybe they would have traded up for Jackson Dart or something like that.
But why be okay when you can be good? You know
what you mean, like on the idea of be bad this year and try and get into what seems like very early on could be a really good quarterback draft. We mentioned Arch Manning, Lenore Sellers out of South Carolina is another name that's gotten a lot of love. You know, Garrett Nussmeier out of LSU. Like, there's some guys that look like they could be coming down the pike that could be really good quarterbacks, especially above what this class appears to be. But yeah, it still feels like you would have done a little bit something different in the way that they went about it. However, there's still the possibility that they end up not going into the year with any of these guys as a starter. There's some names that are possibles out there. Immediately, one of the ones that comes to mind is Kirk Cousins, who is still there and available to be gotten. How do you feel about this as a potential?
If I were a Saints fan, I'd feel worse about that than Derek Carr.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
I agree.
All right, so you mentioned Joe Flacco. With the Browns, remember, they have four quarterbacks that they're going to actually run through camp, and it is incredibly rare to carry four. Is there any possibility that maybe they let go of one of those, especially if it's one of those veterans in Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett? Would that be something that you think they'd be interested in? Because they don't have a real veteran.
I think Pickett might be the one, because Coach Moore, he coached Pickett in Philly. So I think that's probably might be more likely.
I agree with you. I think Pickett might be the one, and that way at least you have the semblance of a starting quarterback.
That's something. You know? Yeah, and honestly, you could strike gold. I mean, I don't think he's going to be that good, but you could strike gold. If you don't, it's not a big deal.
There's still a book to be written on Pickett a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Is it a picture book? I do not agree with that assessment. I think that we know what Kenny Pickett book? Is. I was surprised that the Steelers went and got Kenny Pickett out of Pittsburgh when they did.
Yeah.
But with all due respect, some other quarterbacks that are out there. So those are the guys that are maybe on rosters right now that maybe they could go get. Then there's free agents that are out there. Let me know. Stop me when there's a name that you find to be somewhat some level any level interesting whatsoever. Okay. Carson Wentz.
Ooh.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Nope.
No, nothing on
Twitter. No,
okay.
No, all right. No.
Jeff Driscoll.
Oh,
no, God, no.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Okay. All right. You're doing a lot right now. You're being real mean to a former Houston Texan. All right. CJ Beathard.
Who?
I know. Tyler Snoop Huntley.
He might be the best one yet.
And your guy, Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ritter is the one I was thinking of. Huntley or Ridder, huh?
Yeah.
But I feel like that you're doing the same thing.
But you're forcing it.
You're doing the same thing with Ritter as you'd be doing with the other guys that you have on your roster. I just wanted to point this all out to say, hey, man, doesn't look like there's a great opportunity for Kellen Moore and his Saints to be particularly good this year. Although, Tyler Shuck, he had his odds jump up quite significantly on potential Rookie of the Year.
Oh, good luck
with that. I know at FanDuel.
Don't waste your money.
He was a 20-1. He jumped up rookie to a 14-1. Some places had him jumping up to a 10-1, DraftKings Sportsbook. So if you feel like maybe, just maybe, he could get out here and shock the world under Kellen Moore's tutelage, that is there for you. Some other things around the NFL. The schedule release for the international games. Should be coming up over the next few days. In fact, we did get one official announcement when it comes to the schedule, and that's that the Eagles, obviously, as the champion, will start the season off on Thursday Night Football ahead of, in week one, but like in that week one's area. They'll be facing off against a division rival in the Cowboys. It's Cowboys-Eagles to start the season. How exciting is that to get like a division game to start the year like that?
Oh, that's going to be fun. That's going to be absolute. That's a perfect way to start out the season. You got, obviously, you know, Cowboys, we all know, and then the defending champs. No, I think that's great. What gets real interesting, and we're going to get some of these as we move along here, they have some official early announcements on some of these games that are out there, but we'll see. That's the first one, and then we'll see how the other ones play out.
Yeah, so we should be getting a few announcements over the course of today.
Fox on Monday today is going to announce a game. Prime Video as well.
So Thursday Night Football, we'll get some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we'll get some more over the course
ESPN
of tomorrow.
ESPN on Good Morning America tomorrow. CBS this morning tomorrow.
And then, of course, Wednesday is when we get the full shebang, accounting of all of the games this season.
Mm-hmm.
Although, again, I think it was a Pro Football Talk that was giving us a little bit of term a leak. They had some reporting that it looks like the Sao Paulo Chargers game is probably going to be Chargers Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
which is, again, a division game, which seems like they're opening up the possibility of playing those more overseas. That's but
they're trying to make it spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would take the Texans out of that running, as we kind of talked about. Feels like that'd be the best opportunity for maybe that being the case. So we'll keep an eye out for all of those circumstances as we continue on the show. That's Around the NFL right here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Somebody said they must be crazy. Rookie of the year, that Tyler dude won't finish the season. He'll get injured. Tyler Shuck, he has had some injury stuff, but maybe the age and the experience that he comes in with is what people are leaning on. I don't know. We'll see what that looks like. All right, coming up next, I've got a stat, and I'm interested on whether it makes you more or less assured about these Astros bats that have been ticking up in the month of May. Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.